In this week's episode, I share three tips for boosting your business, health, and relationships. This week's three words: attitude, discipline, and determination.
Welcome to the Three Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
Well, welcome to the Three Word Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Lisa Thal. Thank you so much for joining me this week. So I have a question for you. I want you to think about this for a second, and I want you to take time to assess three areas of your life: your health, your relationship, and your business. So on a scale 1 to 10, how would you rate it? 1 being bottom of the barrel, 10 being, oh, I'm on top of the world. All right, I'll give you a little chance to do that. All right, here's another one. Scale 1 to 10, how's your attitude? How's your attitude? And more about that as I walk through today's podcast. But before I get into the tips, I want to share a story of where attitude, discipline, and determination was the difference into healing my wife Olivia's cancer and, of course, the doctors. But here's what happened. If you're not familiar, didn't know about this, looking back about 6 months ago, it was on 11/6. There's dates that kind of stick out in your mind, and it's been a journey. That's when my wife Olivia went in for a routine endoscope, only to find out she was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And let me tell you, if you've met my wife Olivia, she's the most active person you've ever met. She mountain bikes, she hikes our pups multiple miles, she eats healthy, she doesn't drink or smoke. So to imagine going in for a routine endoscope, only to have the doctor come in and tell us that he was pretty confident she was at stage 3 and maybe stage 4. So when he said that, it still didn't even resonate with me. I was like, I'm sorry, what did you say? So we're both in a little bit of shock. Well, looking back over those past 6 months, I feel what made the difference as I reflect back in Olivia beating cancer was, number one, her attitude. Number two, the discipline she had. And number three, her determination facing this challenging situation, really a life situation. And of course, the team of doctors at the Barrett Center at the University of Cincinnati. But the things she could control, attitude, discipline, and determination, were off the chart. So let's think about this. And this was the first time us both walking through this. Liv had to mentally prepare for what she was about to face mentally and physically. Again, rounds of chemo every week, 28 days of radiation all along her throat, which was basically sunburning her throat and her chest area. It would be even challenging for her to swallow, followed by about a month later, a 7 to 8 hour surgery. I'm talking about putting somebody mentally and physically through a really tough situation. But here's what I loved about Olivia: her attitude. See, she would fight through every situation, understanding that she would experience pain. She knew about it. We read about it. The doctors walked us through every situation, but she kept moving forward. She was fighting for her life. There was no going back. So in addition to Liv's attitude, again, off the chart, I think the thing I'm most proud of was her discipline. So whether it's how she would eat enough calories or protein in a day, hour by hour, even when she couldn't swallow, purating food. Her full-time job was, how can I get 2,000 calories in me? Also her determination to walk our pups 2 miles after chemo or radiation treatments, after she was fit. And then the other thing, her determination. And there were so many determining moments along this journey, but the one was getting out of bed after that surgery in ICU, getting out of bed and being able to walk. She had all kinds of things tied to her, a drain in her side, and she got up and walked. Her determination was unbelievable, and even the doctors and nurses were moved by it. So you may be saying, Lisa, why are you sharing this story with me? Well, it's my hope that Liv's story will inspire you to examine your health, your relationships, and your business. Because attitude, discipline, and determination are the three words that can fuel your success, and they're all in your control. And I want you to think about it. And I did come up with three tips that are going to help you make a meaningful difference in your life and business. And here's what we did. And here were the three tips we applied. Number one, we set clear goals and we stuck to the plan. Believe me, the first step of a plan is discipline. It's setting clear goals. It's where you take control of your life, right? Defining success in concrete terms. Well, we knew what our terms were: to beat cancer. That was very clear to us. So we had to devise a plan along with the doctors, of course, to achieving these goals. It involved focusing and holding ourselves accountable to the day. Sometimes it's those daily tasks, those things you have to do every day to have a good week, a good month, a good year. It starts with the day. So in sales, it could be including a specific amount of calls, personalizing your follow-ups, maybe enhancing product knowledge. But remember this, discipline is choosing the long-term goals over your short-term comfort. That is what it's about. It's a sense of control that you have, the capacity that fuels your determination and drives you towards success. Okay, what else did we do? We developed consistent habits and routines. There's nothing more powerful than a routine, that consistency, that following, that structured day that allows you to be efficient and effective, especially when it comes to sales. Again, determination shows you how to maintain that client outreach, managing that CRM diligently, but you got to practice your pitch. You got to practice your playbook, even when leads aren't converting as expected. Because determination is that persistence, isn't it? It's trusting the process even when you don't get those results. And that's what we had to do. We had to trust the process. We had to do the day-to-day things that we knew long-term would help kick cancer. That's for sure. Okay, the third thing we need to do is you got to learn, adapt, and overcome setbacks. And that we face quite a bit. We had setbacks, we had to make adjustments, but again, both discipline, determination will be tested during times of failure, especially when you have setbacks. In sales, it's the same thing. We all face rejection. It happens to the best of us. And when we approach each no as maybe a not yet or an opportunity to learn, it just helps us refine our approach. So again, no means not yet, not forever. Remember that. Stay determined to be persistent despite the rejection you're going to face, and be disciplined in analyzing your strategies, the feedback you get from your clients, and just overall improving your techniques. Because a real test of determination comes when you don't give up on the first sign of rejection, right? When things start to get a little difficult, people go other directions, but not you. You step into it, right? Because success will happen to you. The resilience and determination set you apart and keeps you moving forward. So remember this. I'm going to leave you with this. Discipline, again, is the foundation of sustained effort. Determination is what propels you forward amidst the challenges you're going to face. And your attitude is everything. So in competitive sales, and that's what a lot of us are in, whether it's your health, your business, your relationship, you can benefit from those three words. You can create an unstoppable force in your life and your career if you just focus on the things you can control. Again, your attitude, your discipline, and your determination. So do me a favor, if you think somebody could benefit from this episode, do me a favor and share it. If there's a topic you'd like me to discuss, private message me. Thank you so much for joining the Three Word Podcast.
Find more episodes and get the book at threewordmeetings.com.